I work with Steve on the Victory Life International Committee, and over the years I've gotten to know him. I've never met a person in ministry that operates and has operated all in the fivefold ministries, five of them. And this guy is an amazing man of God. He equips, he encourages, he teaches, he preaches, he just loves on pastors all around the globe. And when we come all in from the Victory Life International Conference, all the pastors, everyone speaks very highly of this man. And it is a privilege and an honour to have him here again. And he's a good friend of Hillside. Why don't you make him welcome Apostle Steve Davis. Steve, I was going to talk about the books, but these two books that he's written are really good books. He sold a lot of them last time he was here, but he's only bought five each of these books. But I'm going to get you to talk about them quickly. I know you didn't really want to do it, but I want you to talk about them and let people know what they're about. Then you can preach.
First of all, thanks very much, Kerry and Sally, for having me here today. I always count it a great privilege to be here at Hillside. And like Kerry said, I feel like a part of the family when I come here. I'm always made very welcome. And I just trust that what I have to say this morning will bring you into this new season that we've just entered into. And you'll find great encouragement from what God is going to say this morning. So I wanted Kerry to talk about these because I didn't want it to eat into my preaching time. God allowed me to write a couple of books. I never thought I would ever do something like that because I got like third level English at school and failed general studies and didn't really. So when God started speaking to me about writing books, I said, you got the wrong person. You know, I just don't feel I could do that. But anyway, I kept impressing. People started prophesying it over me. So what do you do when God insists upon doing something? So I wrote a book called In Pursuit of the Call, which is all about understanding the process of the call of God in your life. It's one thing to be called by God. It's another thing to get to that place where God has called you to. And so it's all about being called from our place to His place and some things that God has taught me along the way. And so, you know, these are resources for the body of Christ to help pastors, help leaders, help the general body of Christ to follow the call of God. Because we're all called. We're all called into some form of ministry. It could be to be a great husband or a great, you know, a great wife or parent. And doesn't matter what it is, we're all called to some form of leadership and God calls us into that. But the second book I wrote was all about your dream is in the house, speaking about the house of God. And God has designated to every person a specific house. And inside that house, God will unfold His dream for you. He won't unfold it in just any church. You can't just go from church to church. God expects us to be planted inside a house, in His house. And so it's all about the encounter that Jacob had at Bethel, at the house of God. And God began to download some revelation to me about what is available to God's people as they come into the house of God and allow God to plant them. The Bible says they that are planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of their God. In other words, what it's saying there is if you're planted inside, God will cause you to flourish outside. So it's very important to make sure your roots are down deep inside the house of God, and God will cause you to flourish out there in the marketplace where God has you working for Him. So this morning, I want to speak to you about the seasons of change that we're entering into. We're actually entering into a brand new decade, and we've just left one decade. When I speak about the decade, you can say, well, we're not there yet, but according to the Jewish calendar, we're already there. On the 30th of September, we entered a brand new decade. The year 5780 was released. Now, if you are here and you're born before 1945, I don't know how many people were born before 1945, but you can think about the changes that you've experienced. A lot of things have taken place. You were born before TV. You were born before penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, and Xerox. You were born before plastic, contact lenses, credit cards, and pantyhose and pill. So, you know, those people have experienced a lot of change over the years. You know, if it was made in Japan, it meant it was junk. If it was grass, it was something you mowed. If it was Coke, it was a cold drink. But things have changed so much in our world over the last little bit. You know, pot was something you cooked in. Rock music was grandma's lullaby by your crib. And AIDS were helpers in the principal's office. So there's a lot of things that have changed since 1945. But change is a necessary part of life. We can't stay in what happened yesterday. God is always wanting to do something brand new in our life. And as the season changes, He's wanting to bring something new. So that means change. Everybody say change. God wants to bring change to Hillside. He wants to do something powerful in this church. He wants to do something brand new in the season that we have just arrived in. It's going to be a significant season, I believe the Lord is saying. A season where many will see their destiny unfold before them in this season that we have arrived in. It'll be a season where we are to open wide our mouth. It's a season where every person in the body of Christ has to start to open their mouth before God, because He wants to put something in it in the season that we are in. The previous decade was all about seeing. If you want to know, it was the Hebrew word ayin, and it means to see. But we've just entered the season of pay, which means mouth. So what we saw in the previous decade, what God began to show us, we are now to open our mouth and begin to declare it and begin to share it with other people. The Bible says we are to be like the children of Issachar, who understand the times and the seasons that we are living in. Today, we have the Holy Spirit who enables us and downloads to us what is on heaven's agenda. God wants you to know what's going on. And so I'm hoping to help you this morning here at Hillside to let you know what's going on in this new season. It's going to be a season of supernatural strength and breakthrough. Supernatural strength and breakthrough. As I said, 80, the last part of 5780, the 80 is significant. It's the letter pay, which means mouth. Pay is a unique letter, and we have entered into a unique decade of God unfolding His vision for your life before you. Many will find this next season of pay similar to that of Moses and the journey that Moses took in his life. Maybe we have spent the last season of our life learning from God. We've been storing up God's word in our heart. But the season we are about to move into right now, we'll spend that next season teaching it and leading others in how to live it and to give God the glory. I believe the key scripture for this new season, this new year, and by the way, 5780, actually, if you add those four numbers together, it adds up to 20. When we're about to enter 2020. Now, someone pointed that out to me just the other day. It was a Jewish lady. But Psalm 81 verse 10 says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You know, God brought us out of darkness. He brought us out of our old life in order to bring us into something powerful, a promise that He determined to bring for our lives. And He determined to bring that for Israel, but He also is determined to bring that for Hillside Church. And the word of the Lord says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And I will fill it. If you want to study that verse later on, I encourage you to look it up in the Passion Version. It talks about declarations and God using your mouth. It's very, very powerful how the Passion puts that. I believe that the Bible also is encouraging us, or God is encouraging us, as it says in Nehemiah 8:10, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy is going to break through every yoke in this new season that we've entered into. It's going to strengthen us. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's going to strengthen us for the breakthrough. But I need to tell you something this morning. Breakthrough begins with your mouth. Breakthrough begins with your mouth. God will give inner and outer strength in this new season. And the anointing that God gives you is for breakthrough. Tell the person next to you, God's anointed you for breakthrough. So it's time, people of God, to come out into the true calling of your life. As Moses found at a certain time when he was 80 years old. So you're never too old to fulfill the plan and the purpose of God for your life. And you're never too young either. Don't let age stop you from what God has for your life. So he was faithful with the sheep, Moses was. And now he would be faithful to lead God's people out of captivity. Strength to overcome the problem of his mouth. You see, he said, God, I can't speak. I've got a problem. I've got an impediment in my speech. And God says to him, well, who made your mouth? I mean, God made us. He watched over us in our mother's womb while we were being woven there. He wrote in his book all the days that were fashioned for us. And I believe these are the days where he requires of us to open up our mouth and begin to share the love of Christ with other people and to share what God has for us. So the strength that God is about to release is to be pure and holy. As we're going through this morning, I'm going to lead you in some declarations. Because this is the season of pay. The season of the mouth. To open up our mouth. The first declaration I would like to lead you in right now. And I will say it, parts of it, and you can follow me. Is that all right? It's powerful stuff. I'm not going to lead you to say something that's, you know, scary or anything like that. So let's just declare together, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I will overcome internal and external opposition by God's power. One more time. I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I will overcome. I think we need to say that again. I will overcome internal and external opposition by God's power. You see, people of God, in him we are mighty. We are strong. We are mighty in him. You know, the number 80 is exceptional. It has the power to excel. The Bible says 70 is normal, but 80 is beyond normal. So we've come into a beyond normal season. A beyond normal part of our life. And a beyond normal phase of our life. And this is a day to guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it flow the issues of life. Out of your mouth, out of your heart, your mouth speaks. That's why we are to guard what is in our mouth. What is in our heart? Jesus said, what's stored up in the heart will be revealed through the mouth. David said this in the Psalms, I hid your word in my heart that I would not sin against you. This is a season to store up the word of God in our heart. Why? Because it's a day of great deception. We're living in a day of great deception. We're living in the time of 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. 1 Timothy 4 verse 1 says, but the Holy Spirit explicitly and unmistakably declares. Now if the Holy Spirit declares it, if God himself has prophesied this, you can be sure it's going to come to pass. It says, the Holy Spirit explicitly and unmistakably declares that in latter times. Now that's speaking of the last days. And friends, we're in that time right now. It says some will turn away from the faith.
Another version says, some will depart from the faith. You need to understand we're in a day of great deception. Statistically, something like 7,000 people a week are leaving the Western Church. We're living in a day of deception where many are departing from the faith. And why are they? The Bible tells us, paying attention instead to deceitful and seductive spirits and doctrines of demons. Error is creeping into the church. We're living in a day of great deception. So that's why it's important, people of God, to store up the Word of God in your heart. So that when deception comes, you'll be finely tuned to recognize what is wrong, what is seducing, what is deceiving, and what is true. Tell the person next to you, that's a good thing to do. A great example of somebody who was able to navigate the seasons of his life, and some of them were terrible, was Joseph. Joseph was able to navigate things in his life to come to the reality of the dreams that he had. He had great opposition to the dreams, but he finally came to a place of breakthrough. And Joseph knew how to navigate each season to come to that breakthrough. And so do you and I. We need to know how to navigate the seasons that God brings us into to come to the breakthrough that God has in store for us. He had no one to encourage him. He didn't have the scripture like you and I did. There was no Bible in Joseph's day. He didn't have the word of God to encourage him. All he had was two dreams of his family that would bow down to him. However, through all of that transitional seasons of his life, he was getting closer and closer to his breakthrough. It's a foundational season that we're in right now. God is establishing new foundations, putting them in order. Joseph put everything in order in every season he came into. Everything was put in order, whether it was Potiphar's house or the prison, wherever he found himself, he put it in order. He put the country of Egypt in order when he came into the role of prime minister. And sometimes we find ourselves in situations we don't want to be in, like Joseph. Israel was in a situation they didn't want to be in. They were in a place of exile, and God comes to encourage them with the prophet. Now, some people think I'm prophetic. I just hope I'm not pathetic this morning, but I'm here to bring some prophetic direction for you as God's people. God says, even in your troubled times, even in the times when you find yourself in difficult situations, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Jeremiah to his people. And I want to use that word to encourage you this morning. I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, says the Lord. Cause you to return to the place of promise. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. David was anointed as king of Israel. And when the enemy heard that David was anointed as king, the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 5 that they came up against him. The Philistines came up against David. And it seems like that in our own lives. The moment the devil hears that you're anointed, the moment the devil hears that you want to follow Christ and do the things that God wants you to do, that he's anointed you to do, that the enemy comes up against you. Now that's a good time to seek the Lord. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel 5 verses 17 to 20 that David inquired of the Lord. He asked him, should I go up? And God encourages him and says, go up, I'm going to be with you. So he goes up at a place called Baal Perazim, and he defeated the enemy there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. hillside, God will break through your enemies. No matter what enemy comes against you, no matter what devil comes against this vision, against the set man who is anointed for this hour and this season, God will cause you to break through, Pastor Kerry, Pastor Sally. God will cause you, hillside, to break through every opposition, everything that come to set itself against the anointing that God has placed in this house. Why? Because our God is the Lord of great breakthrough. He's the Lord of great breakthrough. So we're in transition, and we need to understand what transition is. It's going from one season to another season. It's going from one phase of your life to another phase of your life. In a word, it's change. Change is often difficult. And if you ask Joseph what was going on, he wouldn't be able to tell you in all the changes in his life. And some of you may be going through some change that you don't understand. Why is this happening to me, God? I've prayed, I've tithed, I've given, I've done everything that I know I can have to do. And so why am I in this place that I'm in? Why do I find myself in this situation, in this circumstance? Where are you, God? Friends, God will never turn his back on you. And the reason I know that is because of what his word says in 1 Samuel 12, 22. He says, "For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people." Hillside, it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. So there's two reasons why he won't turn his back on you or forsake you. First of all, because of his great name, Jehovah God. He won't turn his back on you. And because he's your father, you're his people, you're his children, he won't turn his back on you. So we're in transition, a place of change. And sometimes, you know, when change tries to come, most of us don't like change. 69% of the population of a church or a city or a nation don't like change. So when God tries to bring change in a vision or bring change of direction in the church, sometimes people say, I don't want to go that way. They resist change. They stay where they are. But you know what? When you stay where you are, you will never experience the breakthrough that you so desperately want to see in your life. God is wanting to bring breakthrough for your marriage, for your finances, for your children. He's wanting to bring breakthrough in every area of your life. But if we resist change, God says, "I do a new thing. All things have passed away. I'm doing something brand new in your life." A season is a pocket of time that the Holy Spirit initiates with assignments and with an anointing to do what he wants you to do in that season. Breakthrough, we're talking about breakthrough this morning. Breakthrough is when a sudden burst of knowledge comes from God that to take you past the point of resistance. David inquired of the Lord, God gave him knowledge, and he broke through. Sometimes there is resistance in your life. Sometimes there's opposition to what you're doing, who you are, in your marriage, in your children, in your finances. But God always has a word. He always has revelation to take you past the point of resistance that's happening in your life. So that's what breakthrough is. It's a sudden burst of knowledge that takes you past the point of resistance. And we first have to receive that internally before we can experience it externally. The redemption of Egypt is one of the greatest pictures of breakthrough, where they broke out from underneath the whip of Pharaoh and headed towards the place of promise. The breakthrough there that they were talking about is to burst through the box or the place of confinement. God wants you to burst through the box. The thing that's containing you, confining you, God in this season is going to cause you to break out of that box, to break out of the situation you find yourself. So we've come to a time where we want to make another declaration. Are you ready for it? I'm going to break out. and break through my limitations. Let's say it again. I'm going to break out and break through my limitations. It's almost like you got to sing it. I'm going to break out and break through my limitations. Some of you are smiling, not sure if you're actually going to break out. Something, you maybe need to do something a little crazy. Something you've never done before. This is a season of breakthrough. Supernatural strength and breakthrough that God wants to bring to your life. If you focus on the limitations, you lose. Did you hear that? If you focus on the limitations, you lose. But God is here. We've just declared, I'm breaking out and I'm breaking through my limitations. So the last decade was the decade of the eye. It was a decade to see differently. Often we see negatively. Jesus spoke about this. He spoke about if your eye is good and if your eye is bad. So if we're looking and seeing with a bad eye, we see the negative. We see the pessimistic view that keeps us in Egypt, that keeps us in the old place that God wants us to break out of. But if we look with the good eye, we see blessing, we see good. Which is the part that's connected to our brain. Did you know that? The good eye is connected to your brain and insight. Breakthrough begins with your thinking. I never thought about that. No, that's because breakthrough begins with your thinking. You have to see right before you can speak right. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What do you think about yourself? In the prayer room this morning, people were praying about, we're not a nobody. God, you've made us a somebody. See, have you thought about yourself the way God thinks about you? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God wanted the people to go into the place of promise. He wanted them to break out of their Egypt thinking and go into the promised land. So they sent some spies in. They sent 12 spies in, 10 too many. Because 10 of those spies saw themselves as grasshoppers. And because they saw themselves in a certain way, they spoke in a certain way. The land is good, but there are giants there. The fruit is wonderful, but you know, your big butt. We've all got big butts. Can keep us out of the promise of God. Your big butt will rob you of your breakthrough. I thought of something funny there, but it might be not be quite appropriate. You know, God does not like that song, I like big butts and I can't deny. He don't like that song. He doesn't like your big butts getting in the way of your destiny, getting in the way of your breakthrough. Well, I know God loves me, but no, get your big butt out of the way. It's stopping you from breaking through. It's stopping you from coming into your destiny. God will empower you. We have to see different in order to speak different. There were two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, of a different spirit, who spoke differently. When they talked about the giants, they said, look, you know what? So what? This is bread for us. If God said it, we believe it, and we can do it. God will empower us to break through. Caleb said, at the age of 85, give me my mountain, which was Hebron. Do you know there were giants in Hebron. You know, they didn't want to go into and possess the promised land before because of the negative report. Because they saw wrong, they bought a bad report. If we see wrong, we'll speak wrong over our life, over our children, over our finances, over our marriage, over our church. It's a season to let our mouths be open wide and let God fill it. Let God put his words in your mouth. Right seeing means right speaking. Our mouth creates our world. So two spies went in. The next time when they sent spies in, they only sent two. Because there's something powerful about when two people come into agreement. Jesus said this, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven, Matthew 18:19. If you can just come into agreement. Come on, Hillside. If you can just come into agreement with your pastor. If you can just come into agreement with the vision of this house. And begin to speak what God said all those years ago about this place. You say, well, you know, sometimes it gets pretty dark in my life. It gets pretty difficult. Things are painful, and I understand that pain comes. But you need to also understand that pain blurs vision. Pain blurs vision. You can't see the good because your hurt affects our vision, which affects our speech. When you're hurt and crushed, and I know what it's like to be hurt and crushed, you can't go by what your eyes see. Your eyes are no good at that time. If pain is in your life, if you're being crushed, if hurt is in your life, you can't go by what you see because what you see in the natural is only temporary. This is where your mouth comes into action. Our mouth is the key when we're going through pain. Your mouth, we depend upon the power of our mouth in a time of the season of pain. Because it will have power over our eyes through our declaration. The things that we've been starting to declare this morning. I love this Psalm 92 verse 2. The psalmist is in a time of his life. He says, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. His love and kindness in the morning, in the light. Love is light. But night, at nighttime, it's dark. You can't see in the dark. So when it's dark, when you can't see ahead of you because of the circumstance, the situation, the pain, or the hurt, you've got to declare his faithfulness. I will declare your faithfulness every night, even when it's dark and I can't see. When you can't see the hand of God, declare the heart of God. And the Bible tells us the heart of God is faithfulness towards you. He is faithful towards us. Praise needs to come out of our mouth because praise enables us to break through to who he is. Our prayer can be a thing that breaks through because it leads to blessing. Just like Jacob, who found himself by the river Jabbok after going through seasons of his life where he was deceitful, where he tricked his brother out of his birthright and his inheritance. And he has an encounter with God. He goes work for his uncle who cheats him and he has to work longer than is necessary for the wife that he wants. But God blesses him through all of those seasons. And finally, he has to come to a season where he's got a breakthrough in prayer. He has to wrestle with God in prayer. You know, no one will rob you of your breakthrough except yourself. Let's make that declaration right now. No one will rob me of my breakthrough and my blessing. Say it again. No one will rob me of my blessing and my breakthrough. Why does he shout so much? You know, You better get ready for the shout. Because when Jesus comes, he's coming with a shout like a trumpet. No one will rob me of my breakthrough or my blessing. You know, in Exodus 1 verse 12, it says, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. The word grew means spread out and broke out. So the enemy's trying to restrict the church right now. He's trying to bring things towards the church that will restrict the way we operate. But the Bible says the more that they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel. Lots of things will try and stop your breakthrough. The flesh, the enemy, the world will fight against your breakthrough to keep you in a place of brokenness. They get jealous when you break through, when you start to prosper and things start to happen in your life. But I want to tell you, and this is a whole another message that I'm not going to preach today, your brokenness is the key to your breakthrough. Did you hear that? Your brokenness is the key to your breakthrough. If you allow yourself to be broken in the hand of God, that is. Let's make another declaration. All my trials and afflictions will lead to my breakthrough multiplication. All my trials and afflictions will lead to my breakthrough multiplication. Now, the process of getting there, there's a lot of change that we have to go through. And it can be our defeat or it can be our breakthrough if you resist change. Joseph knew how to navigate and process the seasons to get to his breakthrough. So let me quickly, in these last few moments, give you some keys to navigate the change. The Bible says in Genesis 37, 5 and verse 9, now Joseph had a dream. And he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. You know, when you have a dream about breakthrough, sometimes people don't want to go with you. They don't want to be as excited as you are. And so, you know, he may have felt a little down at that time, but the Bible says in verse 9, he dreamed still another dream. And told it to his brothers and said, look, I've dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, the 11 stars bowed down to me. So if you got discouraged after you got the dream and you began to share it with people, sometimes you need to know who to share it with and who not to share it with, okay? Sometimes your family are the least interested in your dream, like Joseph found out. But dream the dream again to Hillside. Dream the dream again. So first of all, first key is you have to know God is the one leading you through the process. Like Joseph, he was leading Joseph through every process of his life. You don't quit because God is the one bringing you there. You might not like the way he's leading you and bringing you, but he is the one bringing you through. So it's God is the one that's leading you through the process. And when you're going through, don't miss his voice. Search for his voice in that time. The voice of the enemy says quit, but the voice of the Lord is one of assurance. You can do this. You can make it. You can break through. Bible says in Psalm 78 verse 1, give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. This is a time to lean into God, to listen to what he has to say. Jesus said in John 10, 3 and 5, it says, the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls to his own sheep by name and he leads them out. And when he brings out his sheep, he goes before them and the sheep follow him and they know his voice. This is a time to know the voice of Jesus, I'm telling you. We're living in a day of deception. We need to lean into God more than we've ever leant into him before to hear what he's saying, to hear his voice. They do not know the voice of strangers. I decree and declare here this morning that Hillside will not listen to the voice of a stranger. They'll only hear the voice of Jesus in this time. Can somebody say amen? Amen. See, his voice prepares the way for the purpose of God. You say, Pastor, what happens if there is silence? What if I'm not hearing anything? What if there's just silence? I was reading John 11 one day. And they came and they said, Jesus, you've got to come. The guy who you love is sick. They knew about Jesus healing people. And Jesus loved Mary and Martha and he loved Lazarus. The Bible says he waited 2 days. He didn't go straight away before he decided he would do anything. Disciples were saying, by this time he's dead. Complete silence. They sent a message, a prayer to Jesus. No word has come back. Has God trusted you with his silence? Sometimes silence is his answer. You see, it's trust versus visible signs. His friends wanted a visible sign of healing. And all they got was silence. When there's silence, this is a time not to doubt God, but to trust God. Silence is a sign that he's bringing a marvelous understanding of himself to you. The first sign of intimacy is silence. You say, well, that's not working in my marriage. When I get the silent treatment, that means I'm in trouble. Well, I'm here to tell you today, good news, when you get the silent treatment from God, you're not in trouble. He's just wanting you to trust him. He wants to give you a bigger revelation. He wants to give you your revelation to go from healing the sick to raising the dead. Time is nothing to God. Sometimes it seems like I asked for bread and I got a stone. But you will see that you actually got the bread of life in the end. Mary and Martha felt like they got nothing from Jesus. But in the end, the bread of life came and raised Lazarus from the dead. Silence puts a confidence in you because his stillness is put in you. And then he begins to hear your prayer. I love the confidence of Jesus. He said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me and I know that you always hear me. You can be confident, even though you don't hear anything back sometimes, that he always hears you. And he's getting ready to bring you into a place of breakthrough. And when he does, the answer will always glorify God. Secondly, be willing to commit to the process. Submit to what's happening. As difficult as it might be, Joseph submitted to each season of change that he found himself in, whether it was on the slave box, in Potiphar's house, the prison, and finally out into his breakthrough. Thirdly, be willing to connect to the vision of the new season. Whether as a slave or in prison, Joseph connected to what God wanted for him in each season. In fact, as you notice the story of Joseph, he changed his clothes every time the season changed. So what I get from that is Joseph was appropriately dressed for the new season. Make sure you're appropriately dressed for the new season. Number four, you must be willing to build a different relationship where you are. Build different relationships. This is not a time to isolate yourself in the body of Christ. This is a time to build new friendships, new relationships. Because you never know, one of those relationships might be your butler that opens the door to your destiny. During this time, Joseph learned to interpret the dreams of other people. And in turn, one of those people brought him out into the dream that he'd had all those years ago. Many years ago, I was in church and I heard these words from the Lord. When I was first walking with God, I heard these words. As Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, when she had her supernatural miracle on the inside of her, she'd conceived Jesus. But at the same time, Elizabeth had conceived John the Baptist. And the Bible says she went and served Elizabeth, her cousin, in that place. She's carrying the Savior of the world, yet she's serving somebody else, her cousin. So the Lord said to me at that time, the key to seeing the miracle birthed in your own life is to serve the miracle in somebody else's life. If you want to see God break out, serve somebody else's miracle. And lastly, be willing to pursue success even in the midst of difficulty. Pursue success even in the midst of difficulty. It was Joseph who looked for success and was given to him by God in every season. When he was a slave in Potiphar's house, it says in Genesis 39, 2 and 3, though he was a slave, he was a successful and prosperous man. His master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to flourish and succeed. Even when he was in prison, the Bible says in verses 21 to 23 in chapter 39, the Lord was with Joseph and gave him favor in the sight of the warden, the head of the prison. The Lord was with him and made whatever he did to prosper. So no matter what, he submitted. He looked for prosperity. He looked for success in every season of his life. And we are to do the same. So let me finish by just coming back to Moses. We talked about Moses, who when he was 80, God spoke to him. The Bible says that God spoke to him pay to pay, mouth to mouth. Now, when we give someone mouth to mouth, we resuscitate them, don't we? Bring them back to life. So here's Moses. He's been in the wilderness for 40 years tending sheep. And he has this vision of a burning bush. And God begins to speak to him. The Bible says, mouth to mouth. Perhaps we need some mouth to mouth from God today. I hope what I've been speaking has been giving you some mouth to mouth, some resuscitation in your life. But as he approaches God, God says to him, Moses, take off your shoes. Why? I mean, I've been walking over this mountain for 40 years. I've always worn my shoes. But the difference now is he's on holy ground. And the shoes represent to us anything that separates you from your deepest connection to God and his holiness. Anything that separates us from God has to be stripped away in this season, because we're going to need a complete connection. The shoes represent those things that are locking you out of your breakthrough, locking you out of the promise. He's saying to Moses, because Moses was scared about having to speak. And many of us, that's the, you know, apparently one of the biggest fears is public speaking. I'm so glad God delivered me of that fear. So this is a season to remove all of the barriers, all of the inner fears that are in our life, that are not allowing us to be connected to God the way he wants us to be connected. To remove anything that causes separation. He says to Moses, what's that in your hand? He's carrying the shepherd's staff. He said, throw it on the ground. And it turns into a snake. Now, that's pretty scary, right? But that snake represented what he was about to go and face in Egypt. You know, Pharaoh, on his crown or his cap, had a snake. Snakes were very symbolic in Egypt. And he says to Moses, now take it, grab it by the tail. So he takes it by the tail and it turns back into a staff. This time it's a staff of authority. I don't know what your fears are today. I don't know what is restricting you today, but I believe the Lord is saying it. Just take it by the tail and watch it turn into a staff of authority. What you once feared will now be the thing that God uses as a thing of authority. Open your mouth wide. Come on, Hillside. Open your mouth wide and He will fill it today. Full of the things that He wants you to declare over your lives, your marriages, your families. When Samuel came before the Lord as a young boy, and we saw children this morning dancing before the Lord, he ministered to the Lord, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Moses has an open vision before God. You and I need an open vision. If there's no open vision, there's no breakthrough. I'm crying out to God every day. I need an open vision. You did it. God's no respecter of persons. If you did it for this person, you will do it for me. Now, I want to leave you with this thought. Rapha. Rapha means healing. God is Jehovah Rapha. The letter in the middle of Rapha is the letter Pei. So that tells me that your mouth is the center of your healing, is the key to your healing. When sickness comes, when situations come to your life, we have to open our mouth and declare the word of the Lord. By His stripes, I'm already healed. I am the healed. Our mouth needs to be engaged in what God is doing in this hour. Two last declarations. Are you ready? Healing is in my DNA. Healing is in my DNA. Breakthrough is in my DNA. Breakthrough is in my DNA. Let's just stand to our feet. And I want you to remember something. When your breakthrough comes, your breakthrough is not just for you. It's never just for us. Your breakthrough is for others to break through as well. So if your mouth is the center of your healing, there's some people here today that need healing. There's a person here today that you've had a cough for several weeks now. And it's just becoming so irritating to you. It's actually like it's almost like 2 months you've had this cough. On and off it comes. You think you just got it and it comes back and it's cough, cough, cough. Especially at night. There's another person here. And you've got this tremendous pressure around your head. It's kind of like you wake up in the morning with this pressure around your head and kind of get towards the middle of the day and then starts to go. But it's always there, this pressure. It's like a pressure. It's not a headache, but it's almost like a cloudiness, a pressure around your head. There's another person, there's like stabbing pains in the middle of your back, about here. And as I'm saying this, these people, if you've got this, just begin to open your mouth and begin to speak to God and just say, God, I thank you. By your stripes, I'm already healed. We got a keyboard player. Could I just get the keyboard player to come? Thanks. And we talked about the big butts before, but I just sense there's some person, it's not actually your muscle, but deep inside the buttocks area, in towards the bone area, there's something going on there that's causing you a lot of difficulty. God is wanting to bring release. Another person here, you've noticed that your eyes have started to Either your vision is getting blurred, or you've noticed a change in your vision, in the way you see, and particularly in your left eye, then it's kind of starting to really cause you some concern. And I believe that the Spirit of God is here. Jehovah Rapha is here. I'm the Lord that heals you. I will put none of the diseases upon you that I put upon the Egyptians, he told his people. I'm the Lord that heals you. And he has sent his word this morning, according to Psalm 107, verse 20. He sends his word and heals us. God is wanting to heal his people. He's wanting to get them ready for breakthrough. I don't know what season you're in, what situation you're in, but maybe something identified to you regarding where you're at. Maybe pain and hurt has blurred your vision, so you can't speak right. If you can't see right, remember, you can't speak right. So right now we're going to open up this altar and we're going to just allow God to minister to people, just to release his anointing over you. This is a brand new season. We're coming out of one season into a new. We've actually stepped out of the old season. We're in it right now. The season of pay, where we open up our mouth. Supernatural strength and breakthrough is what God is declaring for Hillside this morning. Come on, let's just make a decision in our heart. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. See yourself breaking out of the confinement, busting through the box, coming out of that situation that's holding you back, breaking through that area. If there's marriage situations that are happening here this morning, you're breaking out of what the enemy is beginning to say and speak over your marriage. You're breaking out, because what God has put together, let no man separate. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. If that's you, the person with the cough, the person with the vision area, your eyes, something's happening to your eyes, just come out of your seat. We're going to pray for you. We're going to believe God for you this morning. Person with the pain, shooting pain in their back, like stabbing pain in the middle of your back. That which is happening in the area of your buttocks there. I don't know how I would describe that, in the pelvic area or the hip area. Thank you, Lord.